Our Coach's Insight program's continuing here on CARE 93.7 FM as we are about a week and change left here in the regular season, just down to a couple games left for most of the teams in the area. We're now joined by McLouth girls coach, that is Victoria Johnson, presented by S&S Concrete, Daniel's Excavating, Justin Mann's family. Coach, it's certainly been a season for you. You know, you've been battling, you know, injuries, playing with, you know, few players at times. It's been certainly tough, and the way the league's played out, everybody is certainly a tough out each and every night. A loss to ACCHS earlier this week. Just kind of talk about the trials and tribulations of this season so far and just the challenges that your team's had to go through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you said, we've been battling a lot of illness and injuries, and so most of our games we've only been playing with five girls, but the girls still come out and compete. I mean, most of our games, yeah, the score doesn't reflect how well we play. But as a coach sitting on the sideline, I can definitely see the growth that the girls are making. So,
can you give the listeners a sense of the conditioning aspect and how tough it is for these girls when you are only playing with five and literally, I mean, you get your timeouts, but literally not being able to really make subs and they have to play the entire game, the conditioning aspect and just how difficult of a challenge that is for those girls.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a long game and I have to strategically use my timeouts in order to give them those breaks. And if we have games that are constantly going up and down with no, any kind of stoppage of the game, it takes a toll on the girls. And so usually our first quarter, we're pretty good because, you know, they're fresh and everything, but by third quarter, they're pretty tired, pretty dead. So definitely takes a toll.
Do you have to alter your practices when you know potentially you're going into a game with limited bodies? Do you have to work on more conditioning? Does that change at all, or how does that kind of work?
You know, most of my drills, like, it has the conditioning built into it. But honestly, when we've had so many like back-to-back games too, I don't really do a whole lot of conditioning in practice because that's also their time to kind of recover after playing such a long game the night before. So we definitely have to do a good balance of it, just so they are staying in shape, but also giving them time to rest their bodies.
Well, yeah, and the way kind of this month is playing out with the games in January kind of moved around, cancellations, postponements, and having some makeup games, you're playing quite a few more games here in February to wrap up the regular season, and that's how it usually works for the most part with this kind of weather in this area of the U.S. of A. But even more of a challenge, you know, when you are limited, but you can't really do much. But, yeah, the conditioning is really in the games because it seems like you're playing every other night.
Oh, yeah. And we've had a lot of games that have been back-to-back, so by the time they're playing that last game of the week, they're very tired, but they still come out and compete. I mean, I give these girls props for still showing up and doing what they can.
Yeah, you get a couple more games here in the regular season before Substate gets going. Jackson Heights will be the opponent on Friday. Morehill Mount Academy, who's right now at the top of the league. So just kind of what's the expectations and just what do you want to see from your girls here in the final two games of the regular season?
You know, I want to see them still show up and still want to play. With how hard of the season we've had, it would have been very easy for the girls to just stop trying, to give up and just kind of coast through. But they still keep showing up. They're still competing. They're still trying and they're still having fun. So that's all I'm looking for the next few games is that they continue to show up and make themselves better for the years to come.
McLouth girls basketball coach, that is Victoria Johnson, joining us, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniel's Excavating, Justin Mann's family. A couple games left here in the regular season, of course, and then Substate after that. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.